You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
January is winding down, and we're still talking about this offseason with the Angels. I'm Dave Raymond with Alvin Gonzalez. And, hey, Alvin, you know, the offseason isn't over. Billy Epler still has a question mark in left field. What sense do you get their satisfaction so far with the way this offseason has gone, though?
Well, you know, it's funny, Dave, because Angels fans are not they're not very happy right now. I think it's, you know, mainly, pretty much entirely because they wanted the Angels to go out and sign a big-name left fielder. They wanted a big bat for the middle of their lineup in left field. They saw how unproductive their left fielders were. And I think, you know, at least based on, you know, my Twitter feed, Angels fans are not very happy right now. And, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, the GM usually absorbs the brunt of frustration with the fan base, even when it's not really a GM who's responsible for what's going on. General manager's job, every offseason he's given a budget, and he's got to stick to that budget, and he's got to do his best with that budget. And, you know, this was a really challenging offseason for Billy. And I spoke to him about this recently. It wasn't just coming into a situation where there was a lot of tension between the coaching staff and the front office and trying to mend those fences. It wasn't just putting together a development staff, a front office staff, and reconfiguring the coaching staff and getting a feel for an entire organization. It was also that this was a roster that had a lot of holes, that didn't have a lot of real talent in the upper levels of their system, and who was already, as we've talked about a lot, coming up really close to the luxury tax threshold. So he did the best he could. He signed a utility man and a catcher on the free agent market for relatively cheap deals, took a flyer on some guys coming off bad years to kind of maybe platoon or form a good mix in left field, and claimed a bunch of guys on the waiver wire, took a lot of Rule 5 guys, because when you're trying to build depth and you don't really have the guys in your system, that's kind of the way that you have to go about it. You kind of got to pick up guys that other teams kind of cast aside. And, you know, it's been a difficult offseason, but part of the GM's job is to kind of be the face for an organization. And even if he's not the one who calls the shot on the budget or whether or not the Angels sign a star player, he's the guy who fans always identify for any move that goes on in the offseason. So I feel like fans are not really huge fans of what Billy Epler has done so far this offseason, but I think a lot of them need to understand, too, that he's just doing the best with what he's given right now.
Yeah, and I think those are all really fair points. He is in one of the tougher spots, especially among the newer general managers, and, you know, he is a new general manager. Have you had a chance to get to know him a little bit this offseason yet? What kind of a guy is he?
Yeah, and I've spoken to a lot of people about Billy Day for a story that's going to run on MLB.com really soon. And, you know, the interesting thing about Billy is he doesn't really seem to fit a particular mold. He isn't a former player. He didn't play. He pitched a little bit in junior college and then in UConn, and then he had shoulder issues and he didn't play anymore. And he also didn't, he didn't get an advanced degree from an Ivy League school, so he doesn't really fit the mold of these young, up-and-coming, mid-30s sabermetric guys that are getting these big-time front office jobs right now. And it would seem that it's a lot harder to move up through the ranks when that's your situation. But, you know, the great thing about Billy's background is, you know, he came up and he was taught by some of the grittiest and most experienced of scouts that there are. He was hired by the Rockies in 1999, shortly out of college. He took a financing job in Southern California. He said he realized after 3 months that he just didn't like it. So he tried to get into baseball, got hired on as a part-time scout, and he just continued to move up the ranks from there. He impressed a lot of people with his work ethic, with his energy, and his people skills. The one thing that people bring up about Billy a lot is he's got great people skills. He's a good listener. He's the kind of guy that kind of makes everyone in an organization feel like they're important, feel like they're included. And so, you know, it was a tough trek for him, but I feel like a lot of people identified him as a GM in waiting for a long time. And, you know, he always talked about how, you know, when he got the job, that this was kind of the job that he wanted. He wanted to go back to Southern California, born and raised in San Diego. And, you know, he wanted to work down here, and he wanted to be the GM with a franchise that has the best player in the game. So he always felt like this was a great situation for him. He almost, you know, a lot of people don't realize, he almost got the job in 2011. When Jerry DePoto got hired in October 2011, Billy Epler was pretty much the number two guy. If it wouldn't have been Jerry DePoto, Billy Epler probably would have gotten that job.
Huh. Interesting. Well, now he's got it, and now he's going to have to, you know, to make something of it. We talked about the confines of this roster situation for him this offseason, but we all know that the lifeblood of any organization is going to be the young talent that comes up through the system. MLBPipeline.com releasing the top 100 this week. What about some of the top prospects for this Angels organization? Who are some names we need to know?
Well, right now they got Victor Alcantara listed as number one in their organization. And he's a big-bodied right-handed starter who throws really hard. And he's got a good slider that he still needs to get a feel for. And he's one of those guys that has the raw stuff that you feel like when it comes together for him, you know, maybe he could really be something. If not in the rotation, then maybe in the bullpen. You know, the Angels don't have anybody in the top 100. I think they're the only West team that doesn't have somebody in the top 100. But there's a really obvious reason for that, and that's because they traded Sean Newcomb and Chris Ellis, which I believe both of them, Sean Newcomb definitely is in the top 100. I'm pretty sure Chris Ellis is too. They traded both of them to get Andrelton Simmons this offseason. So, you know, it's kind of tricky if you look at it like that. There are a couple guys, though, that they drafted this past June that are really worth watching. One of them is Taylor Ward, the catcher they took with their first-round pick. That was a selection that was, criticized a little bit by some of the draft experts. They felt like there were some other catchers that they had on their board that maybe had a little bit more upside. But the Angels really liked Taylor Ward, at least under Jerry DePoto, and it's going to be interesting to see how they do it under Billy Epler. Under Jerry DePoto, they really tried to draft guys. They weren't really looking for guys who had a really high ceiling. What they were looking for a lot was guys who had a really high floor, which means that, you know, there wasn't that much risk involved, and they were kind of already, pretty advanced for their age, that they could kind of rise through the system quickly. That's sort of the type of picks that you got to make when you're trying to replenish a farm system like the Angels have. Taylor Ward is already pretty advanced defensively behind the plate, and the good thing about him is that he really hit very well in the summer. That was the big question about him, is would his bat come around? And obviously, you know, it was rookie ball and low A ball. And we'll see what he does if he starts the season in Class A Advanced Inland Empire, or maybe if he progresses to Double A. But he's definitely going to be one to watch. And another one to watch will be the second pick, which was outfielder Jermaine Jones. Jermaine Jones is kind of the opposite of Taylor Ward. He's one of these high-ceiling, really athletic guys, very toolsy. Angels desperately need some outfield depth in their system. They need some cost-controlled outfielders, guys who could, you know, come in and maybe play every day someday. Jermaine Jones is still a long way from that, but he's a really athletic guy, and it's going to be interesting to watch him in a full season. And David, if I could mention one more,
yeah.
It would be Roberto Baldoquin, Cuban shortstop. The Angels committed a lot of money to two Decembers ago. He had a really rough summer, but the Angels front office kind of expected him to have a rough summer because he was just coming from Cuba. He hadn't played organized baseball in like 2.5 to 3 years, and he did. He really struggled. He did show some good signs too, though. It's going to be interesting to see what he does with a full season, because he is the reason why the Angels are not able to sign anybody for more than $300,000 in the next two international signing periods. They have a lot invested in him, and they really need him to really show something this summer.
Interesting, Alden, and also interesting, every player you mentioned, position players, so it'll be worth watching what they're able to develop on the mound as well as we go forward. And we all know this, Billy Epler, he's got some work cut out for him in a very competitive American League West. Great stuff, man. next time we talk, by the way, it's February. So I hope you're ready.
Wow. That quick, huh?
Yep, here we go. All right. That's Alvin Gonzalez, MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.